Lafayette lived chiefly for his own age, and chiefly for his and our country. But Robert Raikes has lived for all ages and all countries. Perhaps the historian and biographer may never interweave his name in the tapestry of national or individual renown, but the records of every single church honor him as a patron. The records of the universal church, on earth as in heaven, bless him as a benefactor. The time may come when the name of Lafayette will be forgotten, or when the star of his fame, no longer glittering in the zenith, shall be seen pale and glimmering on the verge of the horizon. But the name of Robert Raikes shall never be forgotten, and the lambent flame of his glory is that eternal fire which rushed down from heaven to devour the sacrifice of Elijah. Let mortals, then, admire and imitate Lafayette more than Robert Raikes, but the just made perfect and the ministering spirits around the throne of God have welcomed him as a fellow servant of the same Lord, as a fellow laborer in the same glorious cause of man's redemption, as a co-heir of the same precious promises and eternal rewards.